is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are absolutely amazing. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Our super producer and host Ryan Hickey is holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. We've already had a full show. Thank you so much to Carl Dukes for joining us from 92.9 A Game in Atlanta, Georgia. You can also catch Carl here Sunday mornings on the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about the Falcons. What the hell do you do with Kirk Cousins? Especially when you got Michael Penix Jr. sitting back there waiting in the wings. We talked about Patrick Mahomes. This man has a high ankle sprain. He's about to play 3 games in 11 days. The next game is Saturday against the Texans. And Mahomes says his ankle is fine. You can believe him if you want. And then we talked about some other quarterbacks. Who the hell is leading in the NFL MVP race? Is it the amazing Josh Allen? Is it the equally amazing Lamar Jackson? I think they're going to give it to Josh Allen. He hasn't won MVP yet. I think there is a little bit of a voter fatigue there. And we have so much more to do as we continue on. The second edition or the second champion will be crowned in the NBA Cup. The NBA is tinkering with the NBA All-Star game again. I know we were just talking about some MVP caliber quarterbacks in the NFL. We got a quarterback who has been benched. Mike Vick has a new job as a coach in college. And looks like Conor McGregor is going to be back to fight, but not the fight that you would think. And of course, at the end of the show, next hour, I'm going to share with you a few things that took place this day in sports history. So much to do, so much to discuss. If you've missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening live on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker, talk to the machine, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't even have to lift a finger. You know, with so much going on in the NFL world, we discussed this last night. It's hard to get sucked into the world of the NBA right now. And by the way, if you want to call me, 855-212-4227. You can also find me online at JR Sport Brief. But tonight is a big night in the NBA. As big of a night as it can be, a manufactured night a few days before Christmas, December 17th. And that's because this year we have another edition, only the second edition, the second annual NBA Cup, which is now brought to us by Emirates Airline. How fancy. Takes place in Vegas. We had some good games over the weekend as the Bucks beat Atlanta to advance to the final game. The Thunder beat the Rockets to advance to the final game. And we got two good teams. Realistically, especially if the Milwaukee Bucks can get it together and stay consistent, be healthy. And the Thunder, well, they look good. They're a young team. This might be an NBA's final preview. And let me remind you, in the NBA Cup, tonight's game doesn't count for anything but a early season trophy. That's it. Matter of fact, tonight's game is an exhibition. This doesn't even count in the standings. This is the 83rd game for both the Bucks and the Thunder. And everybody else has to watch. There are no other NBA games scheduled for tonight. The winners, the winning team, each player gets $500,000 in bonus cash. They get bonus money. And these are all incentives to try to jazz up and spice up the NBA at this portion, at this point of the season. Because let's be real. We have college football, their playoff. We have the NFL trying to march towards their playoffs. We have Major League Baseball. The World Series ended and went into free agency. Adam Silver will tell you the ratings in the NBA are down because it's an election year, amongst other things. So the NBA wanted to spruce things up. How do we make the game, how do we make regular season games more interesting? And I give them credit. I don't think there was anything lost by having this NBA Cup in-season tournament, what they're calling it now, the NBA Cup. I think there's only something to gain. And so hear about this. A top 75 player all time, Giannis Antetokounmpo. The guy's engine is off the charts. He's running, he's flying, he's blocking, he's shooting. He's like a bull in a china shop. He doesn't get tired. This man is a beast. What do you do for a guy who's won a championship? Multiple all-stars. One of the top players that the league has ever seen. Giannis says, "You damn right I'm motivated to win this thing."
Some players like might not make that money ever in their career. So it's definitely, you play for them too. Like, it's this ongoing joke that we have within our locker room that we say, like, we play for the young guys because this money will mean a lot to them, but it will mean a lot to everybody. It's a lot of money.
Okay, yeah, just a lot of money. Hickey, that man doesn't need to worry about money. He generations of his family, and God bless him. You think about a guy who was selling watches and belts on the streets of Athens, and now you think about what his life has turned into. God bless him, but he don't got to worry about money. Giannis should just give away money to everybody else.
That's funny, yeah, sure. I don't know how eager he'll be to do that.
Right, right.
But good. Maybe now his fourth generation could benefit from tonight's win.
You're right. Here's a $500,000. Figure that out. I'll be dead by then, but figure it out. Write it into my will. Y'all figure this out. I'll be long gone. And good for him. Hickey, I get it. This doesn't have, you know, so much juice to it. It's not like people are, oh, my God. But it's still the second year. But I don't think the NBA has lost anything by having this in-season tournament. I don't think they lost anything.
No, not at all. I'm with you. I mean, we could argue about what's the gain. I think there is the idea overall, there's a lot to gain. There's nothing to lose, right? Mm. What's worse that happens? No one's really paying attention or watching or caring, which was the reason why this was instituted in the first place, because they wanted more viewership and more people to be excited about early season basketball.
Right, right.
Worst case, you're back where you started, right? You can only go up from here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm interested. Like, we'll talk about some of the NBA All-Star Game tweaks in a bit. Like, how much more can you tweak something like this that's new, this in-season tournament? Like, I don't know what you could do. They've added a little bit extra juice in regards to marketing the game as the season starts. You have these I believe it's Tuesdays and Fridays, the in-season tournament games. We get the wacky courts. The NBA has been able to sell more of the uniforms. You go to Vegas. Everybody who advances, you start winning some cash and you get some money that's on the line. Like, what could they possibly do outside of, you know, additional awareness to get people involved? I've heard NBA players, and within reason, they go, I don't even know how this NBA Cup thing works. I just show up to work and play the games, and then we figure it out from there. The players aren't even interested, you know?
And that's one of the bigger problems, right? It's hard to get fans interested if players aren't interested. To your question, I really don't know. Because, like, there's really nothing else you can do that, you know, at this point, like, you're not going to make this game worth a playoff spot. And even still, like, we've seen the best teams. I agree. And the best teams in the league are going to make the finals and semifinals anyway. So, like, it's not like, you know, I don't think there's really anything, to be honest
with you. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. You think about, look at the teams that we have here, right? I don't think this is so much of the best teams or the best teams are going to make the finals. Like, this is pretty, and you think about it, this is a pretty cool matchup to have this game right now. And it just to mean a little bit more of something than just, hey, the Bucks and Thunder are meeting in Milwaukee or they're meeting down in Oklahoma. Hey, they got cash on the line. You know, somebody's going to want bragging rights just in case they do meet in the finals. And I know the Los Angeles Lakers, they won last year and people are like, okay, fine, Lakers won the first one. I think if we really do get into a habit of this can help set a precedent of who has some, you know, early dominance, nobody would be surprised if the Thunder really rolled to the postseason, the finals. And I know the Bucks have had their struggles with how they started off the season 2-8. The Bucks are moving right now. So if we start looking at the NBA Cup and these matchups really do start looking like finals previews, I think that might be able to inject a little bit of juice in the early part of the season.
It can't hurt. And again, maybe potentially, maybe that is better. You want a marquee matchup versus like an upstart, I don't know, Cavs team, or like, you know, if the Hawks got hot or just were able to beat the Bucks. Yes, for sure. Yeah, this is definitely a better matchup, Bucks Thunder, than, let's say, Hawks Thunder or Hawks Rockets, for sure. I just, at this, like, there's only so much you can do, right? Before you gotta sit there and say, like, you throw your hands up and say, there's nothing else, like, we can actually do to get people and players to care. I feel like we're at that point, and now it's maybe with longevity, people will respect it more, but at the end, fans and players only care about one thing: rings. And no one's going to ever talk about a player's career and how many NBA cups they won, right?
I think it's too early. I think we got to give this a real, let's give it 5 years. And then maybe even that'll be too soon. I think realistically it's going to be 5 or 10 years. Yeah, people will always look at the championships at the end of the year. But I think there's going to be some validity to what happens. We got to see what the next couple of cups look like. Just to say, okay, well, I think it's going to, this is all marketing. We know that. They're doing this for marketing. No different than it, when you start going overseas and you look at a lot of the European Cups. And we know every league has its champion at the end when the season is done. We know the Champions League, they take teams from all over. You know, every country, every league, they all play each other. You get one champ. But they play these cup games, too. And it's literally for nothing but marketing and just bragging rights. It's like these cups are just made up just to play games and have something to play for. Like, Hickey, I don't even know. How many awards does Messi probably have that he's just like, oh, that one? Oh, yeah. Well, I don't remember what that one was, but I won it. You know, but he can tell you about his Ballon d'Ors and his MVPs. It's just, I think this thing is so young. We got to see. Yes, it'll never live up to what the NBA Finals is, but I think it could garner a little bit of juice. Forget the accomplishment, the individual accomplishment, but I think this might have legs in a few years. Like, if this can be branded of 5 years or this, oh, the teams that have gone on to the NBA Cup have, you know, won the championship, 50% of the, like, those are the type of things that I think we might have. We got to see. Unfortunately, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he was asked about the cup. And it's twofold. On one hand, he says he's liked it so far. Listen to this.
It's good prep for postseason. It's obviously heightened stakes in a regular 82-game season. And it's good to kind of get reps in games that mean a little bit more and have a little more stakes to it. So it's been fun and beneficial for the group for sure.
Okay, that's on one hand. He likes the prep. Well, hopefully Chet Holmgren can be healthy enough for the prep. Hickey, now, he needs whatever Zion eats, he needs to eat that, because this guy just keeps getting hurt. It's because he's skinny as hell.
Yeah, it is funny. If you could, like, kind of put them, merge them together, right, and form two people out of them, you would have two dominant basketball players. It is funny. Zion's too fat, and Chet is too damn skinny.
Yeah, he's too skinny. This guy got a fractured hip. You ever heard of an NBA player with a fractured hip?
Nope.
It's like, hey, I fell out the air again. Well, put some meat on your bones, man. You're like a bird out there. So Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is excited about this because it's potential prep for a finals run. But then he was asked about facing Giannis Antetokounmpo, and let's just say he wasn't as enthused.
To be completely honest with you, I don't differentiate games on who I play against. If we play the worst team in the league, the best team in the league, I'm trying to take their head off. I am trying to be the best version of myself every night I step on the floor.
Okay, all right. Good mentality. Just trying to take people's heads off. I believe that to a certain degree. I think there's human nature, especially in professional sports and athletics, when it's mano y mano. And yeah, sure, Giannis is not going to be running after Shai Gilgeous-Alexander the entire game, and he sure as hell is not going to be running after Giannis. There's added motivation there. It may not be Giannis, but you can't tell me that SGA doesn't look at, I don't know, Hickey, who's a good guard in the league? Ja Morant, and just say, man, I can't let this guy whoop my ass. That's just basketball in its purest form. You want to go back and forth. You don't want to be outdone by the other guy, so he's telling the truth to one degree, but then on the other hand, he ain't being honest.
just natural competition, right? That's a great player. I'm going to show you how good I am. Let me go one-on-one and let me take you to town. Yeah, I'm with you. I think it sounds good. And like I said, easier that, you know, Giannis is not playing the same position. I'm with you. I don't buy it.
Yeah, come on. Michael Jordan was running around looking at people talking about Clyde Drexler. He's like, him? Really? You think he's in the same space as me? Well, I'm going to go out there and show you. I mean, that's just basketball. And so Damian Lillard, a little bit more diplomatic. Maybe it comes with a little bit more age. He says the Thunder tonight, NBA Cup. Yeah, they're going to be tough.
They've been a good team for some years now. You know, they're not new to it. These guys been top of the West, I think, the last 3 years. So it's just two good teams from both sides playing in the championship or the cup.
Okay. All right. Hickey, everybody sounds so excited, right? This is going to be a good game. They're going to go down to the final minute. I will make a, I don't want to say bold proclamation, but these are two good teams. The Bucks have certainly performed better more recently. I think we got a close one here. And then the beautiful thing is it's neutral ground. So who has home court? Nobody.
Nobody. Would you travel to this game if your team was in it?
If I were a Bucks fan or an Oklahoma fan?
Yeah. I mean, they're obviously closer than where you are in Atlanta, so maybe a little easier, but like...
Everybody likes going to Vegas, right? If you need an excuse to gamble and drink, and right, you go.
So you would make this maybe like a destination in a few years? Like, okay, like NBA Cup's here, like, boys, we're going to Vegas.
If my team was there, maybe. You make a weekend out of it, right?
Okay.
No, wait, it's Tuesday. Man, it's a long-ass weekend, right?
Well, that's one thing maybe why some of the players sound so tired.
Oh, my God.
Played Saturday. Off Sunday? Man. Nah, off maybe Monday?
Nah, Hickey, nah. Can't go to Vegas. Who goes to Vegas? Well, a lot of people, right? I was going to say, who goes to Vegas on a Monday and just says, hey, I'm going to go to an event on Tuesday and leave on Wednesday? You gotta do the weekend, right?
Well, I think number one, a lot of people do that in general. But number two, yeah, I think I bet you, yeah, why not make it a whole weekend? Leave Friday after work, Saturday morning. All right, let's go.
How much lighter is the wallet after that?
Oh, very.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You got to wait for the game on two. That's 5 days. Hickey, if I had 5 days in Vegas, I'd be in the desert, okay? What's that movie, Hangover? I'd be in the desert with a baby strapped to my chest. I'd be in trouble, man.
And a face tat, too?
Did the guy? No, that's different guys, right?
Well, one of them, Ed Helms, got the Mike Tyson face tat.
But not the same guy who had the baby, right?
No, that was Alan.
Another guy had his teeth pulled out his face.
That's right. Another guy fell asleep on the roof.
Yeah.
No, another guy had a guy in the back of his car.
One out of four, one out of five, not all combined. I'd have the baby strapped to me, okay? Have the baby.
Okay. Yeah. That's the one. I guess that's the least. Right? Of all the paths of those guys, I guess that is the one you would take.
Hickey, I can drop the baby off to the authorities, right?
Go right to the hospital.
Unless I get in trouble. Would I get in trouble for having a baby strapped to me? Yeah.
I would hope the authorities would ask, well, how did you get that?
Yeah.
Whose is it?
Yeah. A face tattoo. Well, sleeping on a roof may not be the worst thing. Okay.
That's 30 degree burns right there. Some wicked sunburn.
It gets cold at night on the roof. I don't know. Burns heal.
Okay.
Burns heal.
Jail doesn't. You're right about that. If you got the baby, jail does not heal.
Yeah, jail does not heal. Yeah. Anyway. Hey, good luck to everybody in Vegas. I don't even know. I think this is actually going to be a very good game. I'm going to think about it and give a prediction on the other side. 855-212-4227. Do you care about the NBA Cup? The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. And then, unfortunately, I got to fill you in on an NFL star who's been benched. Yes, I'm calling him a star. And then I'll give you an update on how the NBA is changing something. The All-Star Game. We got a lot to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are, about 15 minutes away in Disney ESPN time to watch the NBA Cup. The finals of the NBA Cup between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. These are two teams that legitimately could make the NBA Finals. I think the Bucks have, they got a little bit of ways to go. They got depth. I think they have more injury concerns given the age of their superstars. Wild stuff. Here's the deal. The NBA is trying to make this interesting. Good luck. At the same time here, it's still young. There's room for growth. The NBA is known, especially more recently, to tinker with things. I'm going to give you an update on what's going on with the NBA All-Star Game. Yeah, there's a lot to get into. But let's hit the phones. 855-212-4227. Let's talk to Brett. He's calling from Arizona. You're on the JR Sportbeat Show. What's up, Brett?
Yeah, I'm all right. JR, how are you, sir?
Very well.
Good. So I got this, my idea on this whole thing to make it more interesting to the fans is, first of all, give away all the tickets. Give them in raffles or contests or whatever. Give away all the tickets. Hold it in a neutral location like you guys suggested. And they've given the players $500,000 to be there. Take $500,000 and give 10 of those ticket holders $50,000.
Okay. You want to give money to the fans to watch just for showing up?
Yep. Absolutely. The players are getting paid. We should get paid to travel that far and see that game too.
Okay. All right. That's very unique, Brett. Do you think the NBA would adopt that?
I don't see why not. They got the money.
No, I didn't ask you that. Do you think that'll happen?
No, that'll never happen.
Okay, there you
it's
go.
It's just my idea.
Okay. All right. Oh, well, thank you, Brett. I appreciate it. That's a very, very unique. I would like that, too. I wish I got, well, kind of, I sort of do. Hey, Brett, thank you for getting calling from Arizona, okay?
Yeah, you have a good night, guys.
Okie doke. No problem. Hickey, I had to correct myself, right?
I
was like, hey, I kind of sort of get paid to watch the games already, you know? And then I had to go, wait a minute, that's a good idea. But then I go, wait, do I? Yeah, I guess I do, right?
Not directly from Adam Silver, but
yeah, no.
In a way, yeah, you get your job is to literally watch the games. You are technically getting paid to watch and know what's going on in tonight's game.
This is the part that I think stinks. You ready for this?
Sure.
There's no solution. There's none. And I don't think it's so much to get fans to watch. I think NBA if you're an NBA fan, you're already interested, right? You may just have your brain kind of splattered around all the different options you have to watch. So I just time. That's what it is. It's new. The NBA has been around for what, almost going on 80 years now? And now all of a sudden, in 2 years, they're doing an NBA Cup? What the hell is that? People are trying to figure it out. Time. Time fixes everything. They got time to get this together and let time work it out. Nothing to lose. NBA hasn't lost anything here as it relates. So we'll see what happens. Thank you for the idea, Brett. I wish we all got paid for everything. Hickey, I wish I got paid for breathing. Could you imagine? $1 a minute, I wish.
Oh, my God. We'd be so rich.
Is there a business model there? Should we discuss this on the radio? Should we discuss this privately?
Where's Big Oxygen? We got to go talk to them. We want to keep you in business.
Yeah. Well,
we will breathe your air as long as you pay us.
I don't know. Is there a new air? What do they call that? What's that? Not an air machine. An oxygen tank? Is there a way that we can modernize that and get paid for air? Can we sell air?
Maybe. Air purifier? Like,
what's in an oxygen tank? Oxygen?
Pressurized oxygen. It's like a scuba tank.
So what's the difference between that and breathing through your nose?
I think the tank kind of forces it in there versus maybe your nose is not getting the job done.
Jesus Christ.
Jam it in there. Get that oxygen.
Is that what the mask is for?
And literally inject that oxygen right into your veins.
Oh, man. Well, that'll kill you.
Yeah,
that's embolism.
I take that back. That actually be the opposite of what we're going to talk about here.
Oh, we do not want
no
oxygen.
Air bubbles.
No, we don't want that. That'll go right to your heart. That'd be curtains for you. Oh, my God, Hickey.
I take it back.
I know earlier in the show, what were we talking about? Sprained ankles. We said, hey, I said, if you're a doctor, do not call. But now we're going to get doctor emails now, okay, Hickey? Just like, oh, and terrible medical advice from these two. What is an oxygen tank? Yeah. I'm gonna sell oxygen, Nikki. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sell air. I'm gonna put it in my own tanks with a mask. And what's the difference?
You can claim your air is the best, purified, yeah. Healthy, makes you live longer, think more clearly. There's a market.
Hickey, people are out here selling water. Okay. Everywhere. They're selling water. What are they telling they do? This water came from the Fiji Islands. This water came from a spring. This water has chlorine in it. This water doesn't. If people can sell water, why can't we sell air?
Let's go to L.A., first city where we launch.
Good idea.
Listen, clean air.
They put water in a cart. They put it in like a milk carton and they sold it. And it's like, boom, boom, water. And the water is better because it comes out of a carton. And it, but, ooh, wow, it's not out of a plastic bottle. It's out of a carton. This is some high class water. Come on now. And people buy it. Let's put it, a big sign on right on the box. Water. what are we doing? Man. Hey, Marco Belletti, you want to be in on this?
Yeah, count me in.
Like, if people can sell water, why can't we sell air?
I don't see any problem with it. I think they did it in Spaceballs. That's what we got to do.
So
right out of the can.
Here's a question to you. What's the difference between the air that comes out of a tank versus the air that we breathe? What's the difference?
Purity, which is just like the water. I think we have our selling point.
We have to purify. How do we purify air?
Well, I don't know.
I run it through a coffee filter? Like, what do I do? I don't know.
I didn't say I knew the nuts and bolts, but that's basically what the idea is. We're supposed to get, you know, it's like purified water. It's purified air.
I'm going to catch the air that comes out of the air conditioner, and I'm going to sell conditioned air. Okay? Problem solved. Done. Put a cap on it and sell it.
That's a great idea. Conditioned air.
I like it. I don't know if it's a cap, though. You might want to go back to the the cardboard box. I don't know. Yeah,
I'm gonna give air, but then people got to sniff it out of box.
Well, I don't know. I feel like the high-class water looks better in that cardboard box for some reason. So I think people are dumb enough to buy it if the air is in a box.
If I put water in an aluminum can, now this is better than everything. It's better than the water out your faucet. It's better coming out of a plastic container. And now it's better come. I saw the water. I got water. Somebody gave me water. I was out at an event. I'm like, oh, I want some water. They gave it to me in an aluminum can. I'm going, and how much am I paying for this? Like, because it's an aluminum can. This is now better water for me? Come on now.
I don't know. I stopped at the paper. I'm not doing the cardboard box water. I'm not doing it.
No, you're not doing
no,
that?
No, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry.
It has it has a screw top. You don't open it like the milk in middle school. It has a screw top.
I'd rather drink from the garden hose like the old days. I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Box water is pretty cool, I will admit.
I'm not doing the box water. Thank you.
You
sorry,
try it. No. It's not life-changing, but it's kind of close.
I don't know. I feel like the line was there for me. It was bad enough that I'm drinking water made by, you know, Coca-Cola and Pepsi. Now I got to drink it out of a box. I'm good. Thank you. I'm going to stop there.
So where do we stop now? Are we stop? We're gonna put this air in a carton.
Apparently, that's where the good water is. That's where everybody goes. Even Hickey has fallen for this. So, yes, that's where we're going to go.
One thing that I did learn a long time ago, if I'm incorrect, there's air and water, correct? Right?
Yes, there is.
Okay, there we go. Now, is it just the bubbles or is it, like, how much of it? Does anybody know? Nobody knows.
Well, H2O. So, every two parts of hydrogen, there's one part of oxygen.
Hydrogen and oxygen. Is that water? That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
Two hydrogen, one oxygen, mix them together, condensation.
So two in one.
Two in one.
Okay. So it's not just the bubbles, it's also... No?
Well, there's no bubbles in water.
Yeah, they are. What are you talking about?
That's carbonated water. That's totally different.
That's the air. When you wash your hands, and I mean, even if you don't have soap there, there's water. Like, you get in the tub, there's bubbles there, there's water. I mean, if you shake up a bottle of water right now, there's air bubbles in the water.
I think the shaking is the key there. I think if you don't shake, I don't think you get bubbles. So I don't think there's
But there's still air in there.
Yeah. So you want to get the air out of the water. Is that what you're telling me?
No, but you're telling me.
Is that the purified air? Did we just find our way?
The water is part air.
Right. Right.
But it's wet.
Yes.
I got a smoke for this. This is you lost me now. I know what we're talking about.
All right. Well, listen, when you, Hickey, when you find out how to make water, you let us know, okay? Go make it. No. You go do it. Go do it, Tate. You're so smart. Go do it.
Find the beaker and go get water. Yeah.
Go get hydrogen and go get oxygen. And I will be more impressed with it. Forget you explaining it to me. When you make water, when you do what Jesus did, what did he do? He's
when turn you turn water into wine.
Yeah.
Now that's a lucrative business.
Yeah, if you can do that, I'd be even more impressed. But when you can make some water, let me know, okay?
You got it.
All right, good luck. It's the JR Sport it's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, Hickey will work on that in a break, I think, maybe over the holidays. I have no idea. We're going to talk about somebody who got cut. He didn't get cut. He might as well got cut. I'll tell you who got benched in the NFL, and we'll talk about how the NBA is coming up with new ideas for its All-Star game.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, NBA Cup is underway. OKC already leads 6-2 against Milwaukee. We'll keep you up to date. Anyway, I did tell you I wanted to fill you in on an NFL player who's been shown the bench. It's kind of sad. I'll tell you who it is in a second. Before I do any of that, I need to let you know about the Defensive Player of the Week sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Their members are the mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. This player, Nick Benito, Broncos linebacker. This man made a highlight play on Sunday. He intercepted a trick play from the Colts, some stupid Colts, and he ran it back 50 yards for a touchdown as Denver beat them Colts 31-13. The touchdown was the second of the season for Benito, who now has the third best odds to win the Defensive Player of the Year award. Hickey, I know you saw that, right? That you like the Colts. That was your folks.
Yeah, that was my team, unfortunately, with that boneheaded play.
Okay, just making sure. And speaking of boneheaded plays, Hickey, do you feel bad for Jameis Winston? You don't care, right? He's getting paid a lot of money. You don't care.
Feel bad is a strong word. I don't. Yeah. I like Jameis. I don't feel bad that he played himself out of a job, no.
Oh, my goodness. The Chiefs beat the Browns. That same game that Patrick Mahomes sprained his damn ankle, a high ankle sprain. Jameis Winston threw three interceptions in that loss. Hickey, I'll give you a little secret. This may not be nice. Hickey, I won a couple of dollars on the fact that I bet on Jameis to throw one interception. He threw three.
If only betting worked, where like if you make that bet, you get more money like the more he throws.
I wish. I wish.
Triple that up.
Oh, I wish. I was like, oh, this would be the game where he doesn't throw one and he threw three. It's ridiculous. Jameis Winston on the season as a starter for the Browns, he was 2-5. He threw 13 touchdowns to 12 interceptions. It was only a couple of weeks ago that Jameis Winston stood in front of the media and he said this.
In times like this, you know, it's an opportunity to continue to glorify the Lord even through the toughest circumstances. I know I'm better than this. I know. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. Like, that's not me. Like, a phenomenal game. Offense, do some great things. But I messed it up.
But it is him. It is. I mean, we saw what he did in Tampa Bay. What was that? Last full year, he had like a 30-30 season, man. As a quarterback, you're not supposed to have a 30-30 season. 30-plus touchdowns, 30-plus interceptions. What? This is who Jameis is, and so they benched him. Come on now. Dorian Thompson-Robinson is going to take over. And matter of fact, he threw an interception after he took over for Jameis on Sunday. Not going to get any better. At least, you know, Dorian can run around a little bit. I know Jerry Jeudy is not going to be happy because he won't be able to pad his stats with all the passing attempts by Jameis. This is just it's bad. Kevin Stefanski yesterday, he didn't want to spill the beans, but Jameis ain't playing again. He says, of course, we're going to take everything into account as we move forward. Okay, fine.
I think with any decision, Mary Kay, you take everything into consideration, certainly. So we need to work through all those type of things, but ultimately we want to do what's best for the team.
Yeah, whatever. They got the Battle of Ohio. We got the Browns in Cincinnati on Sunday. I would love to see Jameis. Hickey, I'm mad. He's like an attraction. Like, you can market Jameis Winston in his face versus Burrow. You can't do that with Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Who cares?
And he'll probably play a conservative style of football, which is not what Jameis does, which is definitely way more boring, for sure. Speaking of benching, we actually have some breaking news, JR.
Oh, my goodness. Who got benched?
The Falcons have done it.
No, they didn't.
Raheem Morris has just put out a statement seconds ago.
Quote, oh, my God.
After review, we have made a decision. Michael Penix will be the Atlanta Falcons starting quarterback moving forward. This was a football decision, and we are fully focused on preparing the team for Sunday's game against the New York Giants.
Oh, my goodness. Wow, wow, wow. Yeah, that news just broke minutes ago. Hold on, Hickey. I have to put out my laughing emojis on the internet first. Okay. All right, there we go. Wow. Like, Kirk Cousins won a damn football game. He won one. Now they bet. Hickey, what type of backwards ass mess is this?
2 weeks too late, if you ask me. But you're not. I mean, look, I get they won. Kirk did not look good yesterday. They didn't trust him.
He did not look good. They didn't. You're right. They didn't trust him. They ran the hell out of the ball to start off. But I think this is wrong. Because if you gonna ride Kirk Cousins, and now he got the New York Giants, I guess if you look ugly against the Raiders, and we can't trust you against the Raiders, and so be it. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Hickey came through with the breaking news. Michael Penix Jr. is gonna get the start against the New York Giants. They have benched Kirk Cousins. Oh my goodness. This is kind of crazy to think about. This is a culmination of many things. We discussed this real deep in the draft about how the hell you as an organization, think about the scrutiny you set yourself up for. When you bring in Kirk Cousins, you sign him to a contract worth $180 million, even though he just blew out his Achilles. He comes in, and then in the draft, you immediately get a guy. You draft him 8. Michael Penix Jr. was just playing in the national championship game for Washington. Oh, this is nuts. I feel like the Falcons are going to Falcon. And I was not in favor of them getting Penix. Maybe Arthur Blank is like, screw this. If he sucks, we just put the young guy in there. And he's just like, whatever. And that's exactly what's going on right now. I got to tell you, I am honestly shocked that the Falcons made this move. Hickey, to your point, if they were going to make it, I would have made it weeks ago. I didn't think it was the right time to make it. And the fact that they're doing it right now, fine. Serve Penix up, you know, the Giants, fine. Hickey, let me tell you something. The wide receivers, you got London, you got Drake London. Kyle Pitts is 6'6". I don't know. Maybe Michael Penix Jr. will unlock whatever the hell is there left of Kyle Pitts. But now they got to ride this out. Like, if he sucks, you put in Kirk. I don't think Kirk Cousins is going to pull a I'm not going back into the game. What's the bum that the Jets had? Zach Wilson? He's not going to pull a Zach Wilson. If Raheem Morris calls him and says, hey, we need you, Kirk is going to get up, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, he's a pro. He would play. Now, to your point, there's 3 games left. Unless he gets hurt, you can't put. I mean, you got to. If Penix sucks, like, just is terrible, you got to ride it out for 3 games. You can't put Kirk back in at this point.
The Atlanta Falcons are putting their playoff hopes, expectations. They're putting it all on a rookie QB who hasn't started a game yet. It's the end of the season. A team that's still trying to make the postseason. You want to tell me that there's no circ outside of him? There's a possibility that Penix stinks. We had Carl Dukes from 92.9 a game here in Atlanta, Georgia. He was here. He's like, I don't know what this guy's going to do. Nobody knows. I mean, the only people who know and have any type of confidence are the Falcons. It's Raheem Morris and Fontenot. and the guys who are actually in the locker room. Those are the only people who have any type of confidence about what he's going to do. Well, apparently, Kirk Cousins has lost the locker room. It stinks. No more swag surfing. No more Kirko bangs. No more love. People are ready. They're done with Kirk Cousins. Damn. Michael Penix Jr. replacing Kirk Cousins as the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. Odd and interesting timing. Let's see what Penix does against these Giants. I will be paying attention to this one. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The Falcons name Michael Penix Jr., their starting quarterback. Kirk Cousins, take a seat. Damn, even Jameis had to take a backseat to this. Hickey, damn, poor Jameis. Losing all over the place. Talk some more about this on the other side of the break. Take more of your calls. 855-212-4227. Are the Falcons screwing up by going to Penix? We'll talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.